Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the island's local station.
Older and wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Gaynor, and are we in the main herd barn?
We're in the main barn
at the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary, and as part of the Celebrating Age Festival, you're holding a donkey therapy session. So before we talk about the effects and the impact of therapy, let's firstly talk about the Donkey Sanctuary and what you do and where you're based and all that lovely stuff.
So the Donkey Sanctuary have been here for many years now, and we are based in Wroxall. It used to be at Betty Haunt Lane in Newport for a few years, and then about 25, 26 years ago it came over to this site that we have now. It's a beautiful 55-acre site. We have 96 donkeys now. Now, we've just done a rescue, but we did lose one, so it's always between sort of 95, 96 donkeys. We've got about 24 horses and ponies with us, so lots and lots of animals to look after, lots of animals to come and see, and to stroke them. We've got, you know, on the site now, we have a lovely shop and cafe. We have an adoption centre. We've got lovely meet and greet volunteers, so they can tell you all about the Donkey Sanctuary and what's happening that day. So we have many activities going on, which we tend to advertise on our website and on our Facebook page. So you can come along on those event days, or just come along any day and have a lovely, peaceful wander around and see all the animals.
And so you have a therapy session. Tell us what that involves, and, you know, if people coming along to the Celebrating Age Festival, let's say next year, if they see this session, think, I fancy coming to see a lovely donkey, what can I get out of it? What can they do?
So really, what we're doing an introduction to volunteering, and we're doing a grooming session. And the grooming session and just touching the animals can have great therapeutic effects. So people not only can come along and volunteer to help us groom our donkeys, but we also do outreach where we actually go along and take the donkey where people can touch them, and this is our therapy. So it's mainly all about touching and being close to the animals. It has great therapeutic effects. It can have profound effects on people that have been in homes for a long time that may not have spoken for years, and we've found that all of a sudden they will recollect a time where they've had donkeys themselves, or they've had experiences with a donkey, friends or some farmer's field with a donkey, and then they will express that to the carers. We don't know, but the carers will always tell us, well, they haven't actually spoken for years and put a sentence together. So this is the sort of effect it can have. We have many, so we have stroke victims, we have blind, Association for the Blind have come here and done therapy sessions. So it's all about touching and being close to the donkeys. So this week's all about people coming along potentially to do that, but potentially to get involved with volunteering. So they don't necessarily have the therapy session themselves, but they could offer that to other people by being a volunteer.
Gaynor, you're a volunteer. Mm-hmm. On a day-to-day basis, you come along in the morning, tell us what you do.
So mainly we do all areas of the farm. We start off, we've got the mucking out, we've got the feeding of the animal, which is quite nice. You do get up close and you get to our favourites because they're the ones that need more attention, so that's quite nice. Then you have grooming sessions with the public that we do, same we do with the age things and going outreach, so that's really nice. You do interaction with the public and all sorts of other things on the farm. It's all quite interesting and different things. And I also, like Julia said, the outreach, I quite often do outreach as well with Julia. We take the donkeys out, I'm her driver.
Lovely. So you're in the donkey wagon.
Yeah.
And then you go to kind of care homes, don't you, residential facilities. What have you seen, kind of what impact? You know, because donkeys, they are a very calming influence, aren't they? They don't judge, they don't talk back, they don't criticise. So there are so many benefits. You know, just being in here in a barn full of donkeys, just rustling around in the straw and the hay, it's really relaxing.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. I mean, I came here to the Donkey Sanctuary to sort of to give something back, because I do like to volunteer and do charity work, but it's what you take from it as well. There's so much interaction, and the donkeys are in huge fields. If they want to, they could ignore everybody, but every visitor, as they come along, the donkeys will come down because they like the interaction. They like people as much as people like them.
Yeah. And being a beast of burden, donkeys are so abused, aren't they, and mistreated throughout the world. Have you got, you've just completed a rescue from Wales. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we had a call, and it was a lady who had seven children. One of her children became quite ill. She wanted to start taking him away and giving him memories. She's got lots of animals, and the donkey was one of them, and he's 6-year-old entire male, so he was a stallion. I think he was becoming a little bit difficult to handle, and she wanted him to have donkey friends rather than goats. So we had,
don't we all?
Yeah, of course. So really, this was the best option. She wanted him rehomed. She didn't want to sell him because she'd rescued him herself.
Yeah.
The trouble was, in Wales, she lives in the hills, very hilly, very wet, not the best environment for donkey, and it's just keeping up with all their care. It's very costly and time-consuming. So we went along to Wales early in the morning. I don't do early mornings, I have to say. I wasn't pleased with the early morning, but we did. We set off about 4:30 in the morning.
What part of Wales?
We're at Carmarthenshire.
Carmarthenshire, and that's north.
Exactly, so it was a long way into Wales. We found the little farmstead. The donkey hadn't really done much, so although he's very sweet-natured, he had problems being led. He obviously never been on a horse box.
Yeah.
So we spent about 45 minutes with him, which was quite good, and eventually he loaded, so we were really pleased. And we stood in with him for a while we closed the horse box up, just to check that he was fine. Travelled all the way back on the ferry, and now he's in isolation, because obviously we have to do all our vet checks and make sure he's not contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And once all that's done, we can then integrate him into the herd. Once he's been cut and he's a gelding, because we don't want to do any breeding. So, yeah, then he'll be integrated, and he'll have lots of donkey friends, and he's got such a lovely nature. I think he would be wonderful.
Yeah. What's his name?
His name's Woody.
Oh, that's a nice name, isn't it?
Woody.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Gaynor, just going back to volunteering, what does it actually mean to you?
It's everything. It's give you a purpose. It's really nice coming and do something to help a charity. Made lots of friends, and I just enjoy getting wet and cold and muddy. Who'd have thought it?
And for a good purpose, though. Yeah, for a good cause. Yeah. I mean, seeing these wonderful, like, their big fluffy ears, and they're just gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah, they're absolutely lovely, yeah. Really do. I can't wait to come in the morning.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite?
No. I don't have favourite children, and I don't have favourite donkeys. Ooh. I think it's wrong.
Oh, that's very apolitical. I like it. Now, Julia, do you have a favourite?
I have many favourites. I work a lot with the donkeys, actually training them to get them on and off a horse box, obviously, because we do a lot of outreach. So not only do I train the staff and the volunteers how to handle the donkeys, especially the more difficult donkeys, I also, it's very, very important to train the donkeys to go on and off horse box. And it's not just to do the outreach. The main aim is they go on and off a horse box, we can get them to hospital without stress.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to take them to a mainland for any treatment, they have to go on the horse box. And half the problem is, if they're stressed on the horse box, they're going to be even more stressed once they get to hospital, and it's going to be more difficult getting them to calm down before a major operation. So the aim is to get them all travelled well on the horse box, and then they're nice and calm, and then it doesn't worry them. And the ones that are more confident, we tend to do the outreach with. Mm. So it's lovely to see them coming from a rescue situation where they haven't done anything, they're a little bit nervous, to actually enjoy going on the horse box, going out to a home, and just enjoy being around the residents. And that is the best satisfaction, just to see their faces light up.
Yeah.
Even if they can't interact too much, some of them are bedbound, so if we can, if the donkey wants to, we don't force the donkey, but if the donkey wants to, we'll actually take them into a bedroom, and they end up at their bedside. And we always say, when your relatives come in to meet you, they're never going to believe that you woke up and there was a donkey at your bedside.
Oh,
so, yeah, it's just really to see the expression on their faces. They really love it. And the donkeys enjoy that interaction too.
I've got a bit of a question, actually.
This is Laurie, by the way.
Hello, everybody. I just wondered if there's a typical day in the life of a donkey here at the sanctuary. What do the donkeys get up to?
Well, the typical day, there's never really a typical day because they're animals and there's so many of them, all of a sudden we have to change things up. But generally, the typical day is they get their breakfast in the morning, those that are on extra feeds. So they get their breakfast in the morning. Any medication gets administered in the morning. Then they get herded out to the fields. So on a nice day like today, they'll go out in the fields and enjoy some time outside. While that's going on, we have a great fleet of volunteers here and some staff, and they will actually then go and muck them out so all their beds are nice and clean and fluffy so when they come back in. Then they're out on the fields, then the fields get cleared up, they have lunchtime feeds, the ones that have a lunch. So basically they have their lunch, breakfast, lunch and tea. And then any ones that come back in overnight will all come back into their lovely fluffy beds. Hay's given out, any midday medication or evening medication's given out. And they change fields, so they're not always in the same fields. We do change them around from time to time.
Do you take a human intake? Because I'd love to come and join the herd. You know, pop me out, fluff my bed up, give me food.
Well, I've already signed myself in. I've booked myself in.
Yeah. So, spa treatments are available.
Spa treatments, you get pedicures, manicures, you get groomed.
You get lice treatment.
Food, lice treatments, worming treatments. Lovely views when you go out, so you've got 360-degree views. So,
nice.
Yeah, I've booked myself in for when
I
retire.
Not bad at all. Right, tell us this interesting donkey fact, Laurie, or Gaynor.
Gaynor, we'll have to say it.
So, most animals can regurgitate their food or burp even. Donkeys, all equine, rodents and elephants can only go one way. They can't regurgitate or burp, that's why they get colic. That's why it's bad. You've heard horses getting colic and it can be really dangerous. If the gas is or food's in, they can't get it out that way. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Gaynor. More interesting facts to you to come, I'm sure.
It's a very interesting fact. I had no idea.
And so you've got your grooming therapy session in a moment, haven't you?
We have. 11 o'clock we start. We're booked up till 12:30. So it's just an introduction to some grooming and a bit of therapy. And also, if any one of those people are actually booked in to do it, if they decide that they would like to do this as a voluntary placement, they can do that too. So we'll get them trained up, ready. If not, if they just want to come in and groom, then that's what they can do.
So give us your contact details for volunteers or, you know, any inquiries. So Facebook, Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary?
Yeah, if you go on our website, so it's the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary, because there are other donkey sanctuaries on the mainland, but if you go onto the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary website, then you can actually apply. Then they'll send the email directly to me and I will contact anyone that's interested through there. And it's not just working on the farm. You can volunteer as the meet and greet, as you saw when you came in. We have people up on the meet and greet table being the face of the sanctuary, meeting people. We have people in the cafe helping out. We have people in our adoption centre helping out. So there's many areas that you can volunteer, not just on the farm.
Sitting here with Laurie, we're in the Donkey Sanctuary Cafe. Oh, what a lovely smorgasbord of things to buy, things to wear and things to eat.
Amazing.
Yeah, lovely. It's such a lovely place, isn't it?
It's a beautiful place, a really good cause, and I do hope that people come and see what's on offer available at the Donkey Sanctuary, because you can volunteer, you can adopt a donkey, you can just come and, you know, bring your mum and dad, bring your children, make a little donation, and just, you know, really take some time to look at how the donkeys are cared for and help towards their well-being.
We are looking forward to the Celebrating Age festival that's going on. So, Laurie, what can you pick out for our lovely listeners?
After the 16th of October, So there's quite a lot of different things happening, actually. So actually on Thursday the 17th, you've got Celebrating the Age of Steam, which is at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. You do have to pay for tickets, but it is really something nice and special, so you can have a nice time there. You can also go to something called Danshi Socks Off at Sandown Library, which would be really lovely. And then at the weekend, there is an introduction to archaeology at the Golden Hill Country Heritage Park project.
That looks good.
Really good, at Freshwater. Again, something really different, something that's not happened before. And it's just an introduction to what archaeologists actually do. So if you're really interested in being outside and history and archaeology, it's a lovely thing to be able to go down and do. And that's on Saturday the 19th of October at 2 p.m. at Freshwater Memorial Hall. And that's going to be, I think, held by Ruth Waller.
Oh, we've had her on the show. Love
you?
Ruth. Yes. Ooh. We love archaeology and stuff.
Ah.
So we always invite Ruth back on.
Well, she's the lady, so she's the one to go to. And then after that, there's just a few bits and pieces happening. So there's wet felting with Independent Arts. We've also got a film night, which is what we did in the holidays, and that's at Freshwater Library.
Lovely.
You can also pitch up at Knighton Post Office and have some chat, cups of tea, and play a few games. So there's quite a few bits and pieces still going on throughout the festival. Lots and lots and lots to do.
So where do our listeners find out about all of the events happening as part of the Celebrating Age Festival?
So they can give Age UK Isle of Wight a call on 01983 525282, or they can visit the Age UK Isle of Wight website, or they can visit the Age Friendly Island website.
Devoted to the Isle of Wight, this is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.